السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and also our sisters listening in at the madrasa or with the receivers, there is no doubt that it is only in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that the hearts find contentment, satisfaction. In nothing else will they find contentment and satisfaction. The heart is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made specially for His love and for His zikr, for His remembrance. And Allah ta'ala has made the contentment of the hearts in that zikrullah. Who does not know what is happening around in the world? Little children know, and especially those who have got television and those who have daily newspapers and magazines, and they listen to the news over the radios, so they know better than us what is happening around to the Muslim Ummah, what is happening to the Muslim Ummah around the world, not only in South Africa, not only in Pakistan, not only in Afghanistan or Palestine, but anywhere you go, there is nothing but complaint of suppression and oppression, difficulties and hardships, and all kinds of problems. Now, it just cannot be possible that a person is a Muslim, is a mu'min, is a believer in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he does not take effect from the happenings around the world. If that is the condition of the mu'min's heart, then there is nothing in that heart but nifaq and hypocrisy, if he does not take effect. So alhamdulillah, to some extent all of us, we do take some effect. We do express a few words of sympathy, and we also express some kind of compassion and feeling for those people who are suffering. But in reality, if we have to look at our lives, then it will show and indicate very clearly that it is just on the surface. All this compassion, mercy and sympathy, it's just on the surface. We are seeing some injury, some pain, so it hurts us, so we say must give some donation, some charity. But after that, the enjoyment that we are having in haram entertainment and pleasures, and our passion for that which is forbidden, it shows clearly that there is no real compassion. Because if we had that kind of compassion and feeling, because those people are ummatis of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then where is the concern about ourselves, that we are also the ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So what about our problems? What about our sins? What about our indulgence in those things which are causing hurt and injury and pain to Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? After all that is happening in the world, what is our condition? Has there been a real change in our lives? 100% of the Muslims of this country, or even 60% or 50%, have now become 5-time namazis, or even 40% as a conservative figure. Can we say that now 40% of the entire ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in South Africa is now 5-time namazi? Should have been 100% of those who are baligh. We do not even have 40%. What is the condition of our masajid even in these days? If you have to go to the different areas, Fajr time, go and see what is the condition. So it needs a lot of istighfar, a lot of tawbah, a lot of ruju ila Allah. We are just fortunate that we have the duas of our great, great awliya, who believe that the South African community has a very large heart and they open up their hearts and pockets whenever it comes to any disaster in the world, and when it comes to Muslim institutions, when it comes to taking care of the needy, the poor and orphans, the South African Muslim community is very, very generous. And as a result of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself, his anger and wrath is cooled, and we are getting the du'as of all these awliya and the great akabir who visit our countries, and because of that we are protected to some extent. Otherwise it is, we are on very, very dangerous ground. If we have to look at the entertainment scene especially, then it seems that we were created for nothing but entertainment and pleasure. That's what it seems. Go anywhere these days and there's just an obsession as far as this World Cup football is concerned. It's like an obsession. I said casually, just somebody glanced through what the scores were or someone who played who. That is a different thing. Or just found out some score or something like that. It's a different thing. But day and night, where the masjids are getting empty because there is a football match on. Masjids are getting empty, especially if there's a football match on at that namaz time. That namaz which this person was very, very particular with and was frequenting the masjid regularly, Maghrib Salat, Isha Salat, whatever Salat. But when it came to the football match, it took the person away from the masjid. So how are we going to then answer Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? And what should we then expect? There's one car that wants to come out. These three cars are blocking. KLS 970GP, ND74075, and 517386. Brothers, please help this brother to come out. 970-74075, 517386. So there should not be this kind of an obsession with this kind of entertainment, which brings nothing but disaster in a person's life. Because you get caught up with all the other things. Just the other day one brother said that Maulana mentioned that he made dua that the Saudi team must lose. So should we not support our Arab brothers? Now look at how shaitan can change the mindset of a person. If Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was living, and Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, Allah Ta'ala has given him hayat, he is informed of the happenings of the ummah. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, with all his noor and with all his sifat, he is still there in Madina Sharif. If Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam had to be on the outside in his masjid, and he was informed that these teams are going all around the world, or they have gone so far to play football, and their dressing code is going to be that which is totally haram and forbidden. Wow. Their thighs are going to be exposed. Wow. Wow. And also there's going to be plenty of intermingling there, plenty of music there, plenty of festivity there, and drinking, and the sponsorship also is by those companies which are fully involved in haram. The sponsorship is also mostly by the companies which are liquor, banks, and other kind of haram establishments. And besides that, namazes are going to be affected, there's going to be ghaflat. And when there is jihad taking place in other parts of the world, at that time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have told the people of Saudi Arabia that you must support your national football team. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have been very happy, and he would have been making dua, Ya Allah, give success to that football team of ours which has gone there too. Can we ever imagine a thing like that? Would Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be happy with it? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's duas and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's rahmat and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's sympathy and is not with Arab brothers. It is with those who are following his deen, those who are obeying him. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you are, say that you love Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, tell them, then obey me. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must be obeyed. Then يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. So for a little while we must use that imagination of ours. I keep saying that this imagination we keep using for all haram things, fantasizing over haram all the time. Instead of that, use it in the correct direction. Now just imagine, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is there, his companions are there, and he is informed that there is around the country an organization which is forming these kind of teams, and they are going to go into foreign lands, and what they are going to do, they are going to play football with some other countries. And the Muslim Ummah will consider that as a great victory if they win and a loss if they lose. Was that what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sent for? So let us not get carried away by these type of statements. That will happen. We must not become too concerned. People will say a lot of things. But if haq is said in the correct way, then it will be dominant. Finally, people with a little bit of understanding will understand that what is being said is the truth and nothing but the truth. So we have to bring this zikrullah back into our lives. That true and sincere remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Aqeemuddin Akhtar sahab damat barakatuh, in one of his poetry he says, Ishq-e butan ke karb se kulfate do jahan mili. Ishq-e butan ke karb se kulfate do jahan mili. Zikr-e khuda ke noor se farhate do jahan mili. And this we must not think that he's only talking about the ishq, majazi of some woman or some youth that is without beard, beardless youth, which is another major sin of our time. This is not just the love of those things. Anything, love of any idol, we call it an idol. Now whether this love is of a film actor, film actress, whether it is of an obsession with anything that is haram and forbidden, then it will bring nothing but restlessness in the person's life. It will bring nothing but karb, restlessness of both worlds, not only of this world. If any person has got a passion with anything that is haram and forbidden, and he has made that his idol, like sports has become the idol of so many people, now when the team loses, what happens? Go and ask all those people who were crazy over their football team in Saudi Arabia. They were gone so crazy that if we say that after that the next step was the asylum, then we wouldn't be wrong. Some of them were so crazy over their football team, if you had to just read some of those articles. Now go and ask them what is the condition of their hearts, because in where the Kaaba Sharif is so near, they gave their hearts to those football teams. Where Rasul Paak Sasan Roza Mubarak is so near, they gave their hearts to those football teams. So go and ask them now what is the condition of their hearts. Haven't they found restlessness, depression? Some of them, if they could help it, they will take their lives. That's how crazy they were gone. So at such a time, how can we be making dua? They must be victorious, especially in those lands. So he says, Ishq-e buta ke karb se kulfate do jahan mili. Zikr-e khuda ke noor se farhate do jahan mili. And when the person makes the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gets the happiness of both worlds. He gets happiness in this world, happiness in the qabr, happiness in the akhirat. Again, we don't say that the person must take tasbih and sit 24 hours. There's so many things to do. There's so many things to engage oneself in. There's no time. I don't know where people find time, because there is no time. We are searching for time. Before we start some work, we say time is over. There's so much letters to reply still. There's so many cases to handle still. There's so many other things to do. So there is no time. Where can a person find hours and hours and hours? And because we have also come through that same route, it's not that I'm just saying theoretically Allah Ta'ala must make us maaf, because we also went through the high school route, and we also played cricket and football and many other games, and for a long, long period of time we went through every score in the newspaper and listened to hours and hours of commentary over the radios. In those days they didn't have TVs, so we know what our condition was. Now we look back and we say it was absolute waste of time. What were we really looking at? Few people chasing a football from this end to that end. and a whole crowd is shouting and screaming. And at the end of the day, what did we gain? Nothing. So therefore, zikre khuda ke noor se farhate do jahan mili. With the noor of zikr, only the person can get happiness of both worlds. And all of us are wanting that happiness. We are searching for it. We can't seem to find it. But it is there, where it is in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And remembrance, many, many times you have heard now, is not just the tasbih. It is the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But just in the taking of the name of Allah Ta'ala also, there's so much of lazzat, there's so much of enjoyment, there's so much of pleasure and so much of happiness when the person does the right quantity of zikr and when he does the right quality of zikr. Remember these two words I've always said, the right quantity and the right quality. He says, ay mere khaliq e jahan tujh pe fida ho meri jaan, lazzat e zikr se tere rahat e do jahan mili. Why should I not sacrifice my life over you, O my beloved Allah? Amen. This life has been given by you. Jaan di hui usi ki thi. Jaan di hui usi ki thi. Haq to ye hai ki haq ada na hua. Jaan di hui usi ki thi. Haq to ye hai ki haq ada na hua. We can't do justice. This life was given by him. Where did we bring our life from? And is it still in our control? We didn't bring our life. Lai hayat to aaye, qadale chali chali. Lai hayat to aaye, qadale chali chale. Na apni khushi aaye te hum, na apni khushi chale. Allah Ta'ala brought us into this world, so we came. We didn't come with our own planning and with our own happiness and with our own desire. And when Allah Ta'ala will decide, then we will depart from here. So this life which Allah Ta'ala has given is very short, very brief. But ask those people who have changed their lives and who have got some kind of connection now with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, of what enjoyment they are getting in the zikr of Allah. لَذَّتِ ذِكْرَ سَي تَرَي رَاحَتِ دُو جَهَاں مِلِي. You get the rahat of both worlds. In whatever condition you are, Allah Ta'ala will give you a sukoon in the heart. There will be tranquility, there will be peace. There will be such kind of joy inside that people will not realize what the person is enjoying within his heart. There will be pain, the person will complain too. But if he's got this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and he's taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, then there's a kind of enjoyment, there's kind of a happiness. Allah Ta'ala gives the person sukoon. So he says, لَذَّتِ ذِكْرَ سَي تَرَي رَاحَتِ دُو جَهَاں مِلِي. جو بھی فدا ہے دوستو خالق کائنات پر. Whoever has sacrificed himself over the creator of the worlds, اس کے خزاں میں بھی مجھے خوشبوئے بوستاں ملی. The person who has sacrificed his life over his creator, he has given his life to his creator. Now he marries because it's the hukam of his creator. He eats because it's the hukam of his creator. He runs his business because it's the hukam of his creator. The hukam of his Rabb. He maintains, he sustains, he does everything. He laughs, he jokes with the family, with the friends. Everything he does as an absolutely normal person. But why? Because it is the hukam of his creator. So if he has sacrificed his life for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then he says that even in his autumn, when the flowers are withered and fallen through the ground and the branches are bare, he says, I still get the khushbu and the fragrance of spring there, of the gardens there. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us that realization. Wallah, brothers, in these days we just have to be very, very careful for the entertainment scene. Otherwise the person is gone from the masjid, his beard is gone, his kurtas are gone, his taqwa is gone, his ibadat is gone, his lazzat and enjoyment of his namaz, of his zikr, of his tilawat, everything is gone. Just go and watch a little bit of haram outside and finish, and then see what's the condition of that heart. But first we have to polish that heart to feel that. Otherwise if a person is given chloroform, then nothing happens. He doesn't realize what he is going through. He will only feel the pain of all that chipping and chopping and cutting and slicing which the surgeons do when he comes conscious. So let us not wait for that time. Let us get up before that time and tell the doctor, stop, don't cut here, don't cut there, don't slice here. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us all hidayat wa akhir da'wana.
مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں हरदम करो मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 तुझे तो मालूम है इलाही बहुत ही गंदा है हाल मेरा Oh Allah, you know how dirty is my condition. Each and every one of us must look at ourselves. We all know our own sins, our own shortcomings, our own weakness. And the greatest of walis of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, they also said the same thing. Tujhe to maloom hai. Whereas they were pious, they were connected with Allah ta'ala, they had Allah in their hearts, but they are still saying, Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. So we who are actually committing sins, how much more we should be making tawbah and istighfar.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुवा रुवा बाल बाल मेरा एवरी हेयर ऑन माई बॉडी इज इमर्स्ड इन सिंस गुनाह में आलूदा हो रहा है रुवा रुवा बाल बाल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा हरदम करूं मैं ऐ मेरे बारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 जब सांस लूं मैं हो जाए जारी अल्लाहु अल्लाह अल्लाहु अल्लाह
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalalu. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر. تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر. Allah 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 Allah
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasana Wa Fil Akhirati Hasana Wa Qina Azab An-Nar. Rabbana La Tuakhizna, Rabbana La Tuakhizna In Nasina Wa Akhtana. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ربنا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بلوڈ اللہ Oh my Rahim Allah, my most forgiving Allah, my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. Oh Allah, there is no Allah besides you. Oh my beloved Allah, you are our creator, you are our sustainer, you are our provider. You have given us life, you have blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech. Oh Allah, you have blessed us with health. You have blessed us with wealth. You have blessed us with transport. You have blessed us with so many of your ni'mats. Oh, my beloved Allah, everything is in your control. Ya Allah, it was not befitting of us to be disobedient to you. For everything was given to us by you, oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, Allah, there is no one who could be more tolerant than you. Oh, Allah, if it had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Looking at our condition, he would have destroyed us. For we make every use of your ni'mats, O Allah, for your disobedience and for your displeasure. Ay Allah, the eye we use for your displeasure. The precious gift of hearing we use for your displeasure. The precious gift of our tongue we use for your displeasure. Ay Allah, we use our hands and our feet and our life and our wealth for your displeasure and disobedience. If there had been another Allah, he would have pulled the carpet from beneath our feet. He would have destroyed us. But oh Allah, how tolerant you are. How haleem you are. That in spite of all our sins, in spite of all our vices, in spite of all our sins, oh Allah, you are still giving us so much to eat and drink. Ey Allah, hum bohut hi namak hum haram hai. Hum bohut hi kameene hai. Hum bohut hi nalayak hai. Ey Allah, hum mujrim hai. ہم خطاکار ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم گندے ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم سب کچھ ہیں بندے تو تیرے ہیں اے اللہ بندے تو تیرے ہیں او اللہ whatever we may be we are your servants او اللہ where are we going to go if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat from us او اللہ there is no one for us besides you تیرے سوا کوئی سہارا نہیں تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us, then we will be pushed from pillar to post. Oh Allah, we will be bombarded, we will be crushed, we will be slaughtered. Oh my beloved Allah, then there will be nobody to come to our assistance. Oh my beloved Allah, don't turn away your nigah of rahmat from us because of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, all over the world people are suffering because of our sins here. Ey mere Allah, we are the most sinful ones on this earth. Forgive each and every one of us and remove the difficulties of the entire ummat. Ey mere pyare khuda, forgive the entire ummat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Oh my Allah, we have bragged about so many of our sins. We have advertised so many of our sins. Ya Allah, we are proud about so many of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us those sins that we committed deliberately. And oh Allah, forgive those sins that we committed unknowingly. Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, you could have seized us there and then when we committed sins. You could have brought about embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace and suffering upon us. But oh Allah, how much of rope you gave to us. Oh Allah, do not strangle us in that rope. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, remove us from every kind of chain. Remove us from every kind of prison. Oh Allah, let the only chain that ties us firmly and strongly be the chain of your muhabbat. Ya Allah, tie us so strongly and so firmly in the chain of your muhabbat and in the chain of the muhabbat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to see us being humiliated, disgraced and embarrassed. Oh Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us to Jahannam. Ya Allah, your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants to see us go to Jannat. Ya Allah, make your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy. Ya Allah, give us hidayat. Oh my beloved Allah, give us hidayat. Ya Allah, hum sabko hidayat tamma kamila ata farma. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Ya Allah, bless us with good health. Ey mere Allah, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. Ey Allah, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. Ey Allah, do not test us with sickness. Do not test us with poverty. Do not test us with weakness. Do not test us with any kind of suffering or hardship. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Ya Allah, change the conditions to change the conditions of rahmat. Ey Allah, we know that sometimes these things can be as a test. Oh Allah, but if it is coming as a rahmat, then change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Change the rahmat of poverty for those who are poor to the rahmat of wealth. Change the rahmat of weakness for those who are weak to the rahmat of strength. Allah, remove the depression of those who are depressed and give them happiness and joy. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with physical strength and spiritual strength. Allah, most of us are only concerned about our physical health. Oh my beloved Allah, give us physical health and also spiritual health. Clean and purify our hearts of greed. Purify our hearts of malice. Purify our hearts of pride and arrogance. Purify our hearts of envy and jealousy. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give to your awliya siddiqeen. Allah, how long are you going to keep us distanced from you because of our sins, O Allah? O Allah, draw us towards you with your power of jaz. Make each and every one of us your walis, O my beloved Allah. Remove those obstacles which are in our path, O Allah. Make life extremely easy and pleasant for us on this earth and in the hereafter. O my beloved Allah, give us those sifats that you gave to the anbiya, to the salaha, to the tabi'in, to the sahaba. Ey Allah, give us the sifats of the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum sab ko akhlaq naseeb farma. Ey Allah, hum sab ko sihat ata farma, aafiyat naseeb farma. Bless us with tawakkul in you Allah. Hame tawakkul naseeb farma, hame shukr ki taufeeq ata farma, tera qurb naseeb farma. Bless us with your closeness O Allah. Bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Oh Allah, bless us with yaqeen in you. Oh Allah, give us strong and firm faith in you. Oh my beloved Allah, bless each and every one of us with kamil iman. Ay Allah, hame kamil iman naseeb farma. Ay Allah, we are grateful to you for blessing us with iman and Islam. But oh Allah, give us kamil iman, perfect iman. Ay Allah, hum sabko sehat aur afiyat naseeb farma. Ay Allah, puri ummat e muslim aaj pareshan hai. Ey Allah, east or west, north or south, ey Allah, all countries of the world, the ummat e muslima is suffering, O Allah. Ey Allah, that ummat for whom my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried so much, that ummat for whom the tears of my Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam flowed so much, O Allah, that ummat for whom his blood was shed in Taif, in Uhud and so many other places. Ey Allah, that ummat for whom that beloved Nabi of mine, and O Allah, that Khatamun Nabiyyin Rahmatul Lil Alameen Nabi, Allah, he was so beloved to you. How precious was his blood. Oh Allah, even a drop of his sweat was so precious. But oh Allah, so much of his tears and his sweat and his blood oozed for no one but this ummah. Hi, mere Allah, he stood whole night in prayers, his feet swelled. When he went into sajda, intestines of animals placed on his back. Allah, his little daughter used to say, oh my dear father, why are they doing this to you? Allah, he hurt no one. Oh Allah, he swore no one. Oh Allah, he did not steal any person's property. Oh Allah, he was showing the road to Jannat. He was showing the road to pleasure everlasting. But oh Allah, he went through all these difficulties for our purpose. Allah, for our sake, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made so much of sacrifices. Allah, when that Nabi is informed that that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom you cried so much, that ummah for whom you teared so much, for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummah today in the casinos, in the discos, in the theaters, in the cinemas, glued to all the filth on the television screens. That ummah today around the globe and even in the Haramain Sharifain, spending hours and hours and hours watching the World Cup football. Mere Allah, when that Nabi is informed that your ummah is suffering in Palestine, your ummah is dying in Kashmir, your ummah is slaughtered in India. Oh Allah, when he is informed that there's massacres and there's genocide in Bosnia and in Chechnya and in other parts of the world, and at that time your ummah is glued to the filth on the television screens. That ummah is watching the porn movies and reading the filthy magazines. Ha, mere Allah, what must be the injury and pain on my Rasul's heart? Ha Allah, give us some kind of realization. How long are we going to remain munafiks on the surface of this earth? Allah, and now bless us with Iman-e-Kamil. Allah, kab tak hum munafiq rahenge? Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Allah, accidental sins if we commit, give us the tawfiq of plenty of tawbah. Tawfiq of tawbah. But oh Allah, protect us and safeguard us from being persistent in sins. Allah, puri ummat ka haal aaj. Ha, mere Allah, puri ummat aaj pareshan hai. Allah, the whole world is ganging up against the ummah. And the ummat in enjoyment, in entertainment, and in pleasures of the haram kind. Allah, assist and help the ummah. Ay Allah, those who are the enemies of Islam and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and there is no hidayat in their muqaddar, for they have themselves decided that they will not accept Islam and Iman. Ay Allah, then destroy them like you destroy the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, cause their alliances to fail. Ay Allah, cause such division and disunity amongst their ranks that, oh my beloved Allah, they become completely destroyed. Ay Allah, cause the planes to crash in the mountains. Ameen. Cause the ships to sink in the ocean. Ay very Allah, you are the same Allah that was the Allah of Uhud. You are the same Allah that was the Allah of Badr. You are the same Allah that was the Allah of Khandaq. Ay Allah, you are the Allah that was at Fatah Makkah. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Teri qudrat ke andar koi kami nahi aayi. In your power, O Allah, no weakness came, no deficiency came. We have become weak, O Allah. We, the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have become caught up, O Allah, in all kinds of sins and vices and evil. Lekin mere Allah, tu to kamzor nahi hua. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai. You can change the condition of our hearts. Ay Allah, hamare dilo ka haal palat de. Ay Allah, change the direction of our hearts. Ay Allah, give us a connection and a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to Medina Sharif. Take us on the road that leads to the Kaabatullah. Take us on the road that leads to you, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, tu hamare haal par raham farma le. اے اللہ سارے عالم کے اندر مسلمانوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, oh Allah, bless them with plenty full of halal and remove their financial difficulties. Oh Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those whom you have given children, make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the parents. Oh Allah, those who are suffering other kinds of problems, remove all their problems and difficulties. There are so many that have requested us to make dua for their sons and for their daughters, that they find the right marriage partners. Oh Allah, bless them all with right marriage partners, so that they may be protected from zina. Allah, those husbands and wives who are quarreling and arguing, unite their hearts. Those children and parents who are arguing and quarreling, unite their hearts. Those brothers and sisters, unite their heart. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the ummah in one body and soul. Ay Allah, first we sliced the ummah into pieces. Ay Allah, the enemies came afterwards to devour. Ay mere Allah, tu hum sab ke dilon ko jod de. Unite our hearts, O Allah. Change the conditions of adversity in this country also to that of prosperity and happiness. Oh Allah, remove the dark clouds which are above our heads. Ay Allah, change the condition in this country. Oh Allah, let morals rise high and let immorality be buried. Ay mere Allah, immorality is rising by the day. Ay Allah, fitna aur fasad ka zamana hai. Tu hamari hifazat farma. Ay Allah, protect us from all kinds of fitnas. We are being lashed and bombarded by fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from our front and fitnas from behind us. Fitnas from above and fitnas from beneath. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us from all the fitnas. Ay Allah, hamari har taraf se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, tu haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma. Masjid Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, puri ummat muslima ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, we have to leave this world and come to you one day. Ay Allah, we see many a times in the newspapers that when a person is being led to the court, he is charged for murder or any other crime. Then, oh Allah, he tries to avoid the photographers. Oh Allah, he tries to cover his face out of shame and embarrassment. Very Allah, for those little crimes in this world, we are so embarrassed and ashamed. Allah, how are we going to face you? How are we going to stand before Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of so many ummatis, billions of ummatis? Oh Allah, do not cause any kind of embarrassment and shame to come upon my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of our sins. Allah, forgive us and make him happy. Forgive us and make us happy. Forgive us and you become happy. Ay mere Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let it be in a cinema or a theater or a gambling den or in front of the television haram programs. Oh Allah, with a filthy novel in our hands or popping drugs in our mouth. Ay Allah, let the angel of death find us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ay Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye تو خاتمہ مدینہ شریف کے اندر, اے اللہ, نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے روز مبارک پر الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ ہماری زبانوں پر, اے اللہ, ہمیں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما. And let our burial be in جنت البقی. Oh Allah, that is our desire. We are seeking it from you. Even if it is not in our muqaddar, oh my beloved Allah, then oh Allah, bless us with the death with iman. Allah, at the time of our death, show us some tajalli of yours so that our soul comes dancing towards you. Allah, we have asked of so many things from you and so many things we have failed to ask. Ay, Allah, we become tired of even begging of you, whereas you become happy and pleased if we beg of you. Oh my beloved Allah, all treasures lie with you. Therefore, Allah, what we have begged of you, bless us with that. And what we have failed to ask, O Allah, but it is for our good, then bless us with all that goodness. Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made dua for us. Allah, those brothers and sisters of ours who have passed away, Allah forgive them, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah give them high stages in Jannat. Allah overlook their shortcomings and weakness. Ya Allah give sabr jameel and ajr azim to those that they have left behind. Allah Rasul Pak Swasam, all the du'as that he made for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 glorious shining stars. اے اللہ اس موقع پر نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو بھاگا تھا رکن یواری چھو کر کے جو بھاگا تھا اے اللہ حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو بھاگا تھا میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو بھاگا تھا اے اللہ he attached himself so long to the multazam his tears flowed his ihram became wet with his tears اے اللہ how much he begged at the multazam for us Allah, what he begged at the Muqam Ibrahim, what he begged after drinking Zamzam, what he begged for us on Safa and Marwa. Allah, after every round on Safa and Marwa, so long he stood and made dua. Allah, for whom was that sinless Nabi, that masoom Nabi begging? Allah, he was begging for us. Allah, in Mina, in Arafat, from Zohar till Maghrib, he extends his hands and begs. Allah in Muzdalifa and every other place that he made duas, all that goodness, bless us with that goodness. Ameen. Bless our parents with that goodness, Ameen. Our wives and children with that goodness, Ameen. The entire ummah with that goodness. Ameen. And from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, especially the mischief of Dajjal, Allah protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huzur Pak sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma. Ae mere pyare Allah qubool farma. اے اللہ ہم بہت کمزور ہیں قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله